Hi, welcome to VSchool once again. In the first chapter, we understood what is agricultural price risk and the different types of risk. In the previous chapter, we saw how price risk assessment can be done. And now you are equipped with taking or making decisions on the strategies and tools that needs to be deployed for managing the price risk. And this chapter will help you to do exactly that. So chapter 5 deals with price risk management tools and strategies. What are we going to learn? We are going to learn proactive agricultural price risk management, steps in risk management, effective agricultural price risk management tools, effective agricultural price risk management strategies, monitoring and adjusting strategies, and finally, what are the challenges in risk management? So friends, risk management is a very important aspect in agricultural operation. It's the science that teaches us a systematic approach to identifying, assessing, and prioritizing risk in order to take actions on mitigating, minimizing, preventing, or even transferring risk. A farmer has to regularly monitor and review the risk and make adjustments in its tools and strategies. Agricultural risk management tools and strategies are essential for farmers to identify and evaluate the key risks that affect the farm operations and manage the risk for safeguarding from the loss that could happen because of the unexpected events, which in turn can maintain the profits, and he can use that profits for sustaining the agri business. Now, there is a special way of risk management, which we call it as proactive agricultural price risk management. When we talk about proactive, it simply means you don't wait for the uncertainty to happen. In fact, you assess the potential risk and plan for the tools and strategies beforehand, before even the event unexpected happens, and you have ways of managing it. So proactive risk management involves strategies to avoid potential risk. Such an approach minimizes the likelihood of happening of undesirable events. A proactive approach prevents any negative impact of hazards in advance, and it also equips one to adapt to changing circumstances, ensuring continuity and sustainability. And hence, it is the most appropriate manner of dealing with risk. So what are the steps in this risk management process? The steps in risk management process starts with risk identification, wherein we document the potential risk in internal and external process. Once we identify the risk, the next step is risk assessment, wherein we evaluate the impact of the identified risk to focus attention on critical threats. Once we assess and we have identified the impact, we can prioritize as to which risk should be taken up first for managing based on the critical threats, so that we have right resources in place. Once we prioritize the risk, then we take measures to reduce or eliminate the impact of identified risk in the risk mitigation step. After risk mitigation, that's not all, because there is a possibility of any event happening anytime. For that reason, we have to follow the next step of risk monitoring and review. In risk monitoring and review, we check the changes in the risk landscape and plan to address new threats or changing circumstances. And in spite of that, if anything happens, then our risk appetite should be such that we should accept the risk gracefully. It's a conscious decision to tolerate a certain level of potential loss, negative outcomes associated with the agricultural activities. So these are the standard steps in a risk management process. Now, let us first understand the effective agricultural price risk management tools. They are nothing but the methods, instruments, or techniques enabling farmers to mitigate the impact of volatile agriculture prices. The tools are easily accessible user-friendly and within the financial reach of the farmer, only then they can be used in the right place and the right time. Once again, when we talk about the farming operations, it needs to be cost-effective. It should be economically viable and must comply with regulatory requirements. Only then the farmer can use it effectively. Implementation should be justified by the benefits they provide to the farmers and its seamless integration into the existing farming practices can enhance the risk management capabilities. Minimum disruption in day-to-day operations should be ensured so that the right tools are deployed at the right place at the right time. There can be different tools which can work in different situations, like the cost-effective production methods, diversification, contract farming agreements, crop insurance, forward contracts, future contracts, option contracts, hedging, and weather derivatives. Let's look at this one by one. The cost-effective production methods. This particular tool aim to optimize resource use, lower the break-even point, and make the operations sustainable and profitable to price fluctuations. Next important tool is diversification. Engaging in multiple agricultural activities, it enables farmers to spread the risk of price fluctuation so that when any particular crop fails, all the crops may not fail at a time. Other crops which are surviving can establish or create continue to create revenue for the farmer. Third are the contract farming agreements. These are unique tools by which a farmer would be certain about what price he is going to get, and he is certain about what type of crop he is supposed to cultivate. It provides certainty about the buying and selling prices. It protects both the buyers and farmers from price fluctuations. Fourth tool is crop insurance. All weather tool. It protects the farmer from financial losses due to unforeseen circumstances, weather-related crop failures, or even the price declines. Forward contracts are bilateral agreements, specifically between a buyer and seller. What does it specify? It specifies a buying or selling of agri commodity at a predetermined future date, at a predetermined price, ensuring guaranteed income, protection from price fluctuation. So whatever may be the situation, in the future date, a predetermined price is established today, which has to be fulfilled on the future date. Unlike a forward contract, which is a bilateral contract, futures contract are standardized contracts that are traded on future exchanges. There is an obligation on the buyer to sell, or on the buyer to purchase, or on the seller to sell. No one can back out from it. And this obligation to do transaction at a future date and price, ensuring a guaranteed income, protection from price fluctuation. Unlike the future contract, option contract has a very special characteristics. It is also a standardized contract that is traded on the commodities exchange, but it gives a buyer the right to buy or sell at a predetermined price within a specific time frame. It does not impose any obligation to purchase. It allows the buyer to execute the trade based on his preference for the price. With this future contracts, option contracts, farmer gets a unique facility to hedge the risk. A farmer takes a position in one market opposite the physical position in the commodity. It reduces or limits the risk associated with price changes. A potential loss in the cash market can offset and balance the gains in the future market. That's the beauty of hedging. So a farmer doesn't have to worry about any fluctuation because he has already created a position which will take care of any negative position that may occur in the future. Weather derivatives are comparatively new. They are contracts based on weather indexes. Farmers can hedge against the financial losses caused by the adverse weather related risk. The payout occurs when the actual weather conditions deviate from the redefined threshold mentioned in the contract. So it's a sort of insurance against the weather changes. Weather derivatives compensate the farmers during period which are having poor weather conditions and protect farmers' revenue from farm operations in spite of the changes in the weather. Having looked at effective tools, now let's look at effective agricultural price risk management strategies. Strategies are comprehensive plans developed by farmers to address the risk associated with the price volatility and mitigate the impact of price volatility on their income and farm operations. It's a proactive plan designed to successfully address the risk. No doubt it may range over a period of time, but the results and the outcomes are planned in advance. It can mitigate the impact of price volatility on incomes of the farmers as well as the any disruptions in the farm operations. Effectiveness of such a strategy is determined by the success of the implementation and adaptation to changing market conditions, because a farmer should be first aware and should know how to deploy such strategies based on his situation and circumstance. Let's look at some examples of effective agricultural price risk management strategy. Diversification and contract farming, both together, crop rotation and revenue insurance, precision agriculture and forward contracting, direct-to-consumer sales and value-added processing, contract farming and options hedging, cost-effective production practices and storage availability, collaborative risk pooling with options contract, futures and options contract with weather monitoring. So we are combining more than one things and forming a strategy. That is the beauty of this strategy. Let's look at this one by one. Diversification with contract farming. When we talk about diversification, farmer can generate multiple income streams by seeding different crops. In terms of contract farming, you can secure guaranteed returns by locking the price for each of this cultivation made. So diversification of contract farming not only allows him to plant different seeds, but it also ensures that the price is certain for each of the seeds. Crop rotation and revenue insurance enables a farmer to diversify risk on different crops. When we talk about insurance, ensuring a stable income stream from revenue insurance aimed at protection against yield and price variability. This is another way, another strategy of maintaining the yield as well as price protection. Precision agriculture and forward contracting. When we talk about precision agriculture, it is targeted fertilization and irrigation to optimize the production cost. We not only pay attention to the quality of soil, we ensure that whatever nutrients, whatever inputs that are required for the plant is being nurtured at every stage of the growth of the crop. In case of forward contracting, we help the farmer secure premium prices for specialized agri-produce. So whatever cost that is put in precision agriculture, that in fact is sort of guaranteed or compensated with forward contracting. Direct-to-consumer sales and value-added processing. Farmer can sell agri-produce directly to consumer. He can reduce dependence on external market forces, produce value-added products, increase profit margin, and reduce volatile price. So direct-to-sale not only lets a farmer to cut out the intermediaries and get a larger share of the revenue on sale of agri-products, but in addition to the agri-products, he can also introduce value-added products, maybe in partnership with a processor, and increase profit margins by increasing the streams of revenue from agriculture products as well as value-added products. Contract farming and options hedging. When we talk about contract farming, a farmer enters contract farming with buyers specifying the prices and the quantities, whereas option contracts provides him a hedge against potential adverse price movement. The buyer has an option to buy or not to buy. That gives him some cushion to enter into the deal or not. The next strategy is cost-effective production practices and storage facility. Cost-effective production practices to generate good output at optimal cost, and only when that output gets the right price, then only it would be beneficial. So useful storage facility will help the farmer to hold the excess production to release it at a higher prices at the right time when he feels. collaborative risk pooling with options contract. When we talk about collaborative risk pooling, here comes the contribution from the society or the cooperative. The pool resources to collectively purchase the options contract, become a part of the group-based risk mitigation approach, and that's where the collaborative risk pooling becomes effective. And once again, the options contract provides the right but not an obligation to buy. Futures and option contracts with weather monitoring. When we talk about futures contract, it locks the favorable price for a transaction that will take place in the future, but the locking is happening today, whereas option contract to limit the potential losses in adverse weather condition. So whenever the condition is not favorable, option contracts would be useful for the farmer. So friends, having understood the agri-risk management tools and strategies, once you decide on the basis of your price risk assessment, the stage does not stop over there. It requires further monitoring and adjusting. Only then its usefulness would be effective. So monitoring and adjusting the risk management strategies is very essential. Proper evaluation can happen with regular monitoring. Upgrading one's knowledge and skills is very much important. Continuous learning will help the farmer to evaluate the strategies and tools that are deployed. It will enable the farmer to identify unforeseen consequences, create valuable data to justify deploying effective risk management strategies, replace one strategy with another, and that's how, till the goal is reached, the farmer will be on alert to monitor and adjust the risk management strategies. So it's a continuous ongoing process. Farmers can get a deeper understanding of agricultural risk. He can experiment with risk management approaches, make informed decisions on risk management. He can also refine the risk management approach, because even though some approach may be good, but if there are some new approaches that are coming through, he can have a look at it and try to experiment with that, see whether the previous one was good or the new one is better. He can prioritize investments in effective risk management approaches to get a better return out of his farm activities. So friends, these things are useful, but there could be challenges in the form of insufficient awareness of the latest risk management strategies, fluctuations in agricultural commodity prices, limited access to essential resources, inadequate infrastructure, changes in agricultural policy and regulations, outbreak of pandemic and diseases. So in spite of you having the right tools, in spite of you having the right strategies, in spite of you having monitoring and adjustments, all the system can collapse because of challenges in the form of fluctuations, sudden fluctuations, limited access to essential resources, which might not help you or make it happen for the right tools and strategies to be deployed. Inadequate infrastructure may not let your plans to run. Changes in agricultural policy and regulations may suddenly halt your operations, and outbreak and of pandemic and diseases can totally destroy the yield. So these challenges in risk management will always be there. But once you have the right steps in place, once you have the right tools and strategies in place, once you keep on monitoring and adjusting your tools and strategies, then even such challenges could be overcome. Educating farmers about risk management tools, strategies, and best practices is essential to overcome such challenges. One should also improve financial inclusion, simplify risk management implementation and procedures so that there will be no doubt in using a tool and strategies. It won't be sophisticated only on paper. It will be user-friendly. It can be practically utilized by the farmer for managing the risk. For that, innovative risk management strategies should always be invented. There has to be a research in developing various tools and strategies to cope with any challenge that may come, whether ongoing challenge or any sudden challenges that may come. So friends, with this, we have completed this chapter, a very important chapter on proactive risk management strategies. Thank you very much.